Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into Perspective with your girl, Sihle. Today joining me is your boy, Beckham, my Bexo. And the amazing, talented, artistic Lady Juliet. Hi guys, how are you guys doing?
Good and yourself, Sihle?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Juliet?
I'm good and yourself? I'm excited, actually.
I like how you say you're excited, but you don't, your tone doesn't actually support that statement.
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous, girl? There aren't any cameras. Why are you nervous? Excited and nervous. Like mixed emotions. Okay, great then. Today, guys, thank you guys for joining me. Today, we'll be discussing a burning topic, which is polyandry being legalized in South Africa. What is your take on that? Beckham, let me hear what you've got to say.
Sure. Hey, nobody apart, yes, eh? It's very difficult. Eh? I don't even know what to say when it comes to this. Like, Juliet, please say something.
But you must be thinking something. Just tell me what you're thinking. What is it? Do you think it's out of the norm and it shouldn't be legalized? Do you think, yes, it's a great thing, let's go for it, women empowerment? Just tell me what exactly you're thinking.
I think let's hear.
Don't censor your thoughts. I just wanna, you know exactly what you're thinking.
It's fine.
Give us 1 minute.
You guys are going.
Yeah. We're recording, YOLO.
Yeah,
live,
I tell you that, look.
Live. good day, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. I have 4 guests with me today. We've got YOLO,
yes.
We've got Beckham, we've got Mpilo, and we've got Juliet. 2 ladies and 2 gentlemen. I'm very excited to have them on board today. Really excited to hear what ideas they've got and just to hear their perspective on things. And yeah, guys, welcome.
Thank you,
please.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're fine.
Choice in mind.
I'm tired and hungry.
I'm hungry. What's up, Yola? Haven't you had breakfast, lunch, nothing?
I had breakfast. I'm waiting for lunch.
Alrighty.
See the lack of food amongst us.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome.
Yes, well.
Welcome to our first guest. Londi, also known as Londi London.
Yes,
Londi London.
Sabona Londi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
So yeah, guys, today's burning topic is polyandry. Take on polyandry?
Hima, I heard this in the radio and I was not sure what polyandry stands for.
So should I explain what polyandry is?
I checked it out, I know what it means.
Okay, please tell us what polyandry is.
It's a lady who can get multiple husbands.
Who can get or who chooses to marry multiple husbands.
Oh, yeah, that.
Okay. So yeah, what's your take on it?
I'm gonna have to think about it.
No, I just want to hear your thoughts. Just tell me exactly what you think.
Okay.
Negative, good, bad. I just want to hear it all.
Okay, honestly, I really don't care about polyandry.
Mm-hmm.
I just care that the lady that I'm going to be with is going to be with me alone.
Are you sure about that? Has she assured you about
that? Yeah, that's why I will choose. Yeah, I'll make sure that I choose the lady that a lady that will just want me.
Because
me,
you know,
alone.
Things do switch up. What if today she decides, okay, I'm a one man woman, and tomorrow she wakes up and says,
then
we
break up and divorce.
I've got a crush on Beckham, and I think I want to marry Beckham.
We break up and divorce.
So you're basically not for polyandry.
You're not supporting it.
I don't mind other people, but not for me personally.
You're not against it, but you just don't want it for yourself. You don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah, just
okay, fair enough.
For me, if she's a rich aunt,
you're for
Pagati inside.
Pagati inside, Beckham, I like that. And Londi, what do you think?
I think the good side part of it is that I'm just glad that women now also have their own chances and opportunities to choose what they want as well, or like the equality side of it, which now they can choose that if that's what they want. But then for me personally, I wouldn't want that because oh, I'm a total stiffer, guys. Like one man,
but you like, having like four,
already five. Yeah, Cindy,
oh,
yeah,
is already here.
So now imagine again having
five of them,
three different headaches. It's just a lot.
Wednesday.
No, I don't. I don't like men that much to have like three of you guys, like nang igans. So even the what that one that I also have even now. I'm tired, but it's enough. Like one is just enough for me. Yeah. I just don't,
okay.
Like men are just a different kind of breed from God. I don't think that as a woman, like such a goddess, you can, you should have three disappointments or whatever. No. I don't like men, so I don't think I'd want to have three or four of them.
But what if one is the guy that spoils you? Let's say Umandla spoils you, he goes all out, he pampers you, takes you to spas and, you know, does all the good things. And then Otavo.
We are poor, Sayen.
Just has the money. He's the minister of finance, minister of Alas, anything that you want, be it a car, be it a house, he can just provide that for you. And then let's say number three, Uthokozani. Or Uvusmooze. Uthokozani or Uvusmooze is the one that just makes you happy and satisfies you. So what if you're in that kind of situation?
It shouldn't even be a situation in the first place. Like, you don't need to have it all in different men. That's
but sometimes you can't have it all in a single person.
You don't even need to.
But what if all these three things are...
Because you also can't be everything for a person. That's just how it is. But for me personally, it's not that I don't like money. Like, money is important, guys. I do want the cars and everything, Bob, or whatever. But I prioritize more being happy and being laid well. For the richness of it, it comes after that. But
again,
like, don't be broke. But like, I'm not searching for wealth and Gucci stuff and mansions and stuff.
Okay.
Utabo has a lot of money. He's always busy and shit like that.
Yeah, it's a good
registration. Vah, vah. Uvo smooth. Agana nix, we are poor.
Those are unfair scenarios because
it
now why is it because that your poor son is the one that's so
broke? All the money anga told his cuts up.
It's a possibility.
Agana so this was cut. None of my points were one. I'm tired.
Yeah, guys,
out.
But like as Nkiru said, you can't have it all. So I don't want to Tabo one who lays the pub good to be the one that's
so
like super
are you
broke
happy with
to
with
now make that decision.
Okay, so just a different question that I'll ask now. So if you had to choose between the three, who would you go for? Or who would you go with?
Go by number three.
Would you go with the one who's moneyed? Or the one that, you know, throws money at you, like spoils you and does all of that? Or would you be at the... Would you rather choose to be with the one that makes you happy?
Mondi.
Guys, I want love. I want happiness.
You want happiness? Love.
Bulambile.
Amen, girl. I love that.
Okay.
Because you can always make your own.
Yeah, you know that if you are here, then somewhere else you are not there.
Oh.
Because you are always busy, you are here.
But at least
the one that is not here, he is there.
And also what Beckham is saying, then like how these guys with
my, but let's
like
be honest,
other,
guys.
Others,
yeah. Like,
well,
let's be
they
honest.
Really don't have time.
A person who has money is always busy. He needs to make that money.
Peace out.
And then they get so controlling because they give you everything.
Thank
it's like
you.
Now you're just supposed to understand because they have money.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, fair enough. So, Mpilo, your thoughts on polyandry?
Bye-bye.
I don't like it. I'm not for it. I don't believe in it.
Yeah?
Okay. Yes.
So, guys, what I think of polyandry, I think I like the idea of polyandry because it actually gives women the equal opportunity that men have of choosing to be with multiple partners if they wish to do so, right? So I would personally not go for it because I don't think I want multiple partners, But if anyone says, you know what, Tihle, this is for me, I like it, I want to go for it.
It's fine.
I say, girl, go for it.
Yeah, none of the other. But not young in the
mother. Yeah. Because, I mean, if it's allowed for men, why is it not allowed for women?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, no.
Guys, I was going to a very different statement, but we'll leave that here. Because I was going to the whole Bible concept of a man was created, a woman was created from a rib of a man. And that naturally, yes, they are, we don't need gender roles, but it's the men, they're the heads.
But I, with that said, I'm Christian, I believe in the Bible, I believe in God and what the Bible says, but I also believe that the Bible was written in such a way that is oppressive at times, and in such a way that is promoting patriarchy. So also the way in which pastors or religious people translate the Bible to us is in a very patriarchal way. So I don't necessarily agree. Exactly. So I don't necessarily agree with all the things that are said or all the translations that come about from the Bible.
We shall continue.
It was great having you guys over. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's mine.
Still here. Thank you.
Woohoo! Yeah, you can have. Ciao.